Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And it's time now for our community connection. And standing by with me is Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin, Jr. How you doing, Chief?
Tom, doing well.
I thought I heard a cough. I better not hear COVID.
No. Just an early morning clearing of the throat.
Welcome to Oklahoma, as they say.
Yeah.
But COVID is something that is rearing its ugly head, and especially in Cherokee Nation again.
It sure is. You know, I think back just a few months, we were planning for Cherokee Holiday, and we said, look, we were going to have to keep it at least somewhat virtual, but everybody was more optimistic at that point. Vaccination rates were at least climbing. The spread was minimal. What a difference a few months makes. We're now, as the rest of the state, the region, the country, in a crisis, so we're having to scale back, and really, COVID has now once again become the most important issue in the Cherokee Nation, so we work every day to try to mitigate it.
Now, with the holiday, of course, going virtual, that means kind of like what we had, last year? You better be Zooming.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, using technology, we have a good offering for people. People can go to thecherokeeholiday.com, our official Cherokee Holiday website, to get more info. But there's a way to connect virtually. And a lot of folks last year enjoyed it because they weren't able to come for other reasons, and they like to be able to connect. So I think we'll always keep some semblance of virtual connection to the holiday because it's a great addition. But this year, substantially all of it will be virtual. Some in-person activities, a drive-in movie night, which is very safe, a fireworks show. People can remain in their cars, but everything else, get online, get on Facebook.
Now, I understand that we have some boosters for the immunocompromised that are coming out, and how does this fit in with the health plan with Cherokee Nation?
Right. Well, that's good because immunocompromised folks, the experts tell us, need the additional booster. I think they're also telling us we're all eventually going to need the booster, but for now, beginning last Thursday, we've made the extra dose available to the immunocompromised patients and really anyone who wants to get access to it. People can call 539-234-4099 and get that booster. We're making plans, though, as the rest of the country is, for an additional booster shot when it is specified by public health authorities. So we'll be ready when that time comes.
Now, I also understand that Cherokee Nation is donating masks to school districts and other PPE.
We are. You know, that made some news last week. The truth is, for the last year and a half, we provided masks, hand sanitizers, direct cash assistance, other forms of assistance to help schools deal with this worst public health crisis in living memory. One thing to put in perspective, and if you don't have school kids, or it's been a while since you've had school kids, or been a while since you've been in school, think about the fact that kids are spending, you know, 6-8 hours in school, and so are the teachers and the staff. So we're talking about a substantial amount of time that people are potentially exposed. So of course, we put a great deal of resources into helping schools. Schools, frankly, are struggling, Tom, because the public health experts say one thing. State law, and I know this isn't the forum for a debate over state law, but state law literally flies in the face of public health guidance. And so if you're a school board member and you're not, you know, you don't have some political axe to grind, or you're a superintendent and you're just trying to keep kids safe and keep your staff from getting sick, you really struggle. And so what we've said is, look, if schools are trying to keep kids safe with the thing that makes the most sense, which is masks, then we're going to provide those masks. And the good news is we invested in a couple of mask manufacturing facilities that employ Cherokees and produce masks. And so we're putting these masks out available to our public school partners, which is about 107 school districts that need them if they request them. But in any case, we just want to be there for what we think is the front lines of public health. The front lines of healthcare is the hospitals and clinics, and really the other front line of public health right now is public schools.
Wow, boy. Kind of shifting away from COVID for a little bit here. I understand that Cherokee Nation and Spartan College of Aeronautics and Technology have formed a nice educational partnership. Now, you told me that, the Cherokee Nation invests a lot in a lot of different things. This is something really pretty cool.
It is. You know, Spartan School of Aeronautics has been around for over 90 years. It's got a great history for anyone who wants to take a look at what they've meant to the region and the country, you know, beginning 90 years ago. They continue to produce classes of aerospace mechanics and also pilots. And so our people, of course, that want training, we want to give them all the options possible, and Spartan's a great place to get that training. So we've signed essentially a memorandum of agreement with Spartan that will work together and create opportunities both on their campus for our people to go to classes, and we put a lot of resources on the table for that. But what's most exciting is bringing them to schools like Tahlequah Sequoia, where our Sequoia students in the school that we operate can get access to some exciting STEM opportunities. That's really what you want for young people, is the full menu of academic and professional options. And boy, aerospace is a growing industry, so we're excited about that.
Indeed. Now, Chief, you're going into what, your third year of your term?
That's correct.
Yeah. Did anybody ever warn you that there could be challenges ahead? You know, like say, oh, I don't know, gambling compacts, COVID, or even McGirt? Did anybody kind of give you a run on that?
In fairness, the McGirt case was at least working its way up the court system, but yeah. you couldn't really appreciate it till it was there.
Yeah.
But no, and you know that's what I suppose people get into leadership to do, which is to take on the unexpected and do your level best. The fortunate thing is I've had a really good team, I think, back in the last 2 years, because I've done about two full years in office now, and I think about what we have done, and it's required a lot of expertise that I don't have. So public health expertise that I don't have, but fortunately we've got some great people in place. McGirt, you know, I'm a lawyer by trade, but criminal law and that sort of thing was not what I did for a living. So we've got, you know, I think the best attorney general in the business, Sarah Hill. The gaming compact did require leadership from different aspects of our tribe, but when you're in a position of strength, as Cherokee Nation has been in over decades of leadership, it makes the unexpected manageable. And so I feel very fortunate, very blessed.
Now, going to McGirt, is there any progress on a proposed bill that one of our congressmen was working on in order to let the tribes work out some compacts on some cases?
You know, we haven't had a hearing before a committee yet, but it's still early in the grand scheme of a bill going before Congress. And just to remind listeners, the issue is whether Congress should knock down a barrier to a tribe, if it wants to, like the Cherokee Nation, negotiating with the state over some aspects of criminal jurisdiction. Right now, it's illegal for me to work out a deal with the state, for example, to share some jurisdiction that otherwise would just be in the hands of the United States Attorney's Office. I mean, if people think about their case as a victim being subject to the United States Department of Justice and whether they're going to prosecute it or not, that's maybe not something people want. Maybe they want other options for getting justice. And so before that conversation can even happen, I have to have a change in federal law. So all we're really asking in the bill that's being sponsored by Tom Cole, who's one of the great champions of Indian sovereignty, by the way, in the Congress, is to knock down that barrier. Haven't got a hearing yet before committee, but again, you know, in the world of Congress where they're dealing with trillion-dollar budgets and infrastructure bills and lots of other things, we know that we have to be patient. But eventually, we think we'll see a bill that preserves 100% of McGirt and gives people like me options. And I think we need options as tribal leaders.
And also, you last time I spoke to you, I had a little COVID too, by the way.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I want to tell you. Anyway, we had some stipends going out to members of the tribe. Has everybody gotten their cut, as it were, their checks? How's that?
Well, it's gone very smooth. So right now, I think there's somewhere over 280,000 Cherokee citizens have applied for the assistance, and all but about 5,000, and those are kind of unique cases where we had to work out a few things on the payment, have received their payment. And that is a pretty remarkable feat when you consider that we're not a tribe that historically has issued payments to citizens. And so we had to, you know, literally invent a way to do that using technology. So I'm very proud of our our IT team and our registration department in doing that. But it's made a big impact. I mean, $2,000 payments, the bulk of which is in Northeast Oklahoma, also does something for the local economy. It increases spending power among people top to bottom of the income spectrum because there was no income guidelines, and we think that's helped with the local economy. But most important, it's helped individually. I mean, there's people that have struggled due to the COVID economy, the rising cost of various things that we all need. It's made it a little easier because of those payments. So those payments are still ongoing. People can apply through June 1st, 2022, but the bulk of our citizens have applied. But here's the thing. We're up to about 400,000 citizens now, Tom. I think when you and I first started talking a couple years ago, you know, we were still maybe 370,000, some odd. So we're growing by leaps and bounds, and there's more people that can apply for that assistance. Got a lot of other plans, but the remaining funds, though, and so every day when we're not trying to keep people from getting COVID, which is a full-time job, we are planning for future investments that I think is going to fuel this tribe into even more prosperity.
Chief, one thing about the casinos, how are we looking with the casinos? Still looking for team members, and how are we keeping clients and visitors safe?
Yeah, so the casinos are faring well in the most important respect, which is health and safety, and also in financially in terms of our competition in the marketplace. We're doing well because we continue to provide a great product. But here's the thing. It is difficult right now in the service industry to recruit and retain employees, and they're in high demand. Some of them have left the industry, and so we're stepping up ways to incentivize them to come to work for us. We're having hiring fairs. We're hiring on the spot. Our wage package has always been competitive with the full menu of benefits. You know, even at the Hard Rock now, there's an on-site employee clinic, so we're adding those sorts of amenities. So we are, I think, leading again in the marketplace, but it's a tough marketplace in terms of the labor market. And, you know, it's not just us, it's restaurants and other places, but we continue to, you know, put dollars on the table to get folks in the door to go to work for us. And once they do, they realize we're the employer of choice in the market.
Chief Chuck Hoskin, Jr. with Cherokee Nation Principal Chief. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. Is there anything you'd like to add today?
Tom, what I want to add is I'm glad that you and I are on the phone talking because I didn't realize you had a bout with COVID, but you you overcame it, and I'm so grateful, my friend, and I know a lot of people are. So that's all I want to add.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, and hopefully this this virus thing will clear out somehow, some way, someday, soon, and everything can get back to some semblance of normalcy.
All right. Folks, visit thecherokeeholiday.com and join us Labor Day weekend.
Got it. Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. That is Chief Chuck Hoskin, Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, right here with us on K1, the one you trust for our community connection, which has been brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.